LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Concerned for the passengers and crew, all 80 of them, alive, after a Delta plane flipped upside down while landing at Toronto Pearson Airport Monday. The airport's president and CEO, Deborah Flynn.
We are very focused on the care and the concern and the passengers and the crew, some of whom have already been reunified with their friends and their families. Others we have in a comfortable place right here at the airport.
And at least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries are non-life-threatening. A federal judge in Washington denying a request to temporarily bar Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency team from accessing sensitive student loan records maintained by the Department of Education. Southwest Airlines slashing 15% of its corporate workforce, 1,750 jobs, the first major layoffs for the airline in 53 years. The Kremlin saying Russia and U.S. officials will meet in Saudi Arabia tomorrow to hash out a peace plan for Ukraine. Not at the talks, Ukraine. This is ABC News. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia, about to start Ukraine-Russia peace talks tomorrow, but with the Russians only, the Ukrainians not invited. And that has European leaders concerned. They met in Paris today.
EU leaders meeting in Paris for emergency talks convened by the French president after Trump administration officials said peace talks for Ukraine would not necessarily involve Europe. We know the French president spoke with President Trump for about 20 minutes shortly before the meeting. Leaving the meeting, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz called for U.S.-EU unity. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer said only U.S. security guarantees could deter Russia. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Paris.
Layoffs at Southwest Airlines. CEO Bob Jordan announced 1,750 employees will get the pink slip, almost entirely corporate and leadership positions, about 15% of that workforce. It's part of a three-year business plan to transform the airline. Separations don't begin until late April. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Brewers' Yelich says he's ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers' outfielder Christian Yelich says he expects to be ready to play on opening day. Yelich at spring training telling JS Online about his decision to have season-ending surgery after dealing with back pains the last couple of years.
Certainly the pre-op was pretty uncomfortable to me. Once it kind of got to the point where I think it was like right before the All-Star break, that's kind of when it started getting pretty bad. And then tried to keep going post-All-Star break and, you know, those last few years, just trying to, you know, manage it on a day-to-day. So hopefully that's a little bit better and a little easier and don't really have to deal with those multi-week absences or anything like that anymore. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it and hopefully all less problems going forward.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tomorrow night against Illinois, 7:30 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers coming off that huge win over Purdue on Saturday, 94-84. John Tonjay leading with 32 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrian Brody for his performance in The Brutalist, Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora, and in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Amelia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning remains in effect. In the overnight, mostly clear skies with lows between 20 and 25 below. Wind chills 35 to 40 below. On Tuesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine with highs near 0 to 5 above. It's 12 degrees below zero at our studios.
Dom Selvia.
Next time on Overtime with Maggie Dunn, do we really need to know what's going on with avian flu? Also, should pardons of the January 6th rioters apply to murder plots and child porn charges? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy President Bonaparte Day. Or is it President Brevin? Or Brevik? History's darkest echo, and mass murderers and presidents think alike. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also, since a whistleblower, Alexander Vindman, almost took down Trump with his second impeachment, you'll recall Vindman was the guy who said Trump is trying to blackmail Zelensky. Trump's making sure that whistleblowers won't have a chance again. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Also, the dodgy teenagers are seeking access to your tax records. What could possibly go wrong? In the second hour of our program, has Donald Trump become the master king of the United States Senate? How long are Republican senators going to act like whipped dogs? Also, Trump is handing Putin a gift from the gods. And also in the second hour, will MAGAites feel betrayed over his mistreatment of vets? We'll see. The third hour of our program, is a right-wing court going to protect us from a right-wing president? I'm skeptical, but we'll discuss it. Also, Australia has banned foreigners from buying homes to bring down the price of housing. Should America do the same? And Donald Trump just lost his MAGA following in Canada. So a lot to talk about today. Opening article, or my opening rant, my daily takeover at HartmanReport.com is titled History's Darkest Echoes, When Mass Murderers and Presidents Think Alike. And it starts out with the story of this 32-year-old Norwegian who considered himself a deep thinker, and he was a big fan of right-wing and Russia propaganda that said that, you know, the loss of 100% whiteness in Northern Europe and white power and all those kind of things, you know, the immigrants coming in, was going to destroy Europe. Anyhow, he wrote, "When I first started blogging, I was concerned about how we could fix the system. I've gradually come to the conclusion that the system cannot be fixed and perhaps shouldn't be fixed." He goes on to say, "If we define the system as mass immigration from alien cultures, globalism, multiculturalism, and suppression of free speech in the name of tolerance, then this is going to collapse. It's inevitable." And he goes on to say, you know, the goal of Western survivalists, and that's what we are, should not be to fix the system, but to be mentally and physically prepared for its collapse. He said, we need to seize the window of opportunity. And he did that after writing about 1,500 pages describing how it's the essential duty of every white man in the world to marginalize or even kill as many non-white and non-Christian people as possible. Anders Breivik set off a bomb in Oslo's government quarter, killing 8 people. He then drove to Utøya, an island on Treofjorden, where the Norwegian Social Democratic Party's youth organization, the Workers' Youth League, held their summer camp. There he used a semi-automatic rifle to kill another 69 people, most in their teens or early 20s. He shot and wounded another 41, mostly young people, leaving many with life-changing wounds. The epigraph to the paragraph that I just quoted you, this is from Anders Breivik's manifesto. his 1,500-page manifesto. At the very top of that chapter that I just shared a couple paragraphs with to you was what's called an epigraph. It's the quote that you put at the top of the chapter, you know, that kind of defines the purpose of the chapter. And the quote was, "He who saves his country violates no law." Now, just 3 weeks ago, El Salvador's notoriously violent and law-breaking president, Nayib Bukele, also tweeted, "He who saves his country breaks no law." But where this originated was with Napoleon in 1804. In 1799, he overthrew the Directory and named himself as first consul and then declared himself emperor in 1804 with those same words. I don't speak French, so I'm going to mangle this, but "Celui qui suave sa patrie ne viole acune loi." In other words, he who saves his country violates no law. So, you know, this was Breivik's hope that Europe would end up with a strongman white supremacist dictator, sort of like Hitler. This is Bukele claiming that this is what he does down in El Salvador. It's strongman rule. And this is why it's so troubling that Donald Trump tweeted that this weekend twice. I mean, this phrase, "he who saves his country violates no law," this phrase is well known to most white supremacists, along with the 14 words and 88 as code for Heil Hitler. And, you know, I don't think that Trump is trolling us. I think he's really down with this whole Nazi thing. I think, you know, and it's increasingly evident to me that Elon Musk may well be too. I mean, Trump is not saying, you know, if he was just trolling us, you wouldn't have millions of people around the world on the verge of starvation right now because $500 million worth of USAID food is rotting in warehouses. You wouldn't have children across Africa dying of AIDS right now because their AIDS medication has been cut off. You wouldn't have children in cancer drug trials here in the United States cut off from their life-saving drugs because Elon Musk and Donald Trump shut that program down. You wouldn't have federal workers who thought civil service would save them still have jobs. No, but because they're now on the verge of homelessness. I mean, Donald Trump means it. And for 3 weeks, he's been acting on these words largely with impunity. So long as he's saving the country, he argues, he's violating no law. And by the way, the Supreme Court kind of set this up with their Trump v. U.S. decision last July, in which they said that if the president is engaging in official acts and in the process breaks the law, he is immune from prosecution. In other words, just, you know, he just gets away with it. As long as he's saving the country, he violates no law. It's probably why Trump is now talking about running for a third term. He knows, like every dictator on earth knows, if you lose power, you end up in prison. And Trump knows that if he's not president again in 4 years, that, you know, it probably won't take a Democratic administration a real long time to arrest him and throw him in the clink. And he posted this both on Twitter and on his, you know, failing Nazi-infested social media site. He's shoving it in our faces. Now, there are some people who think that Trump is saying this not to refer to himself being above the law, but as a shout out to the people that he just pardoned, the 1,500, you know, right-wing potential murderers. I mean, they killed several cops. Kyle Clark is a reporter for 9 News Denver, and he writes, "As a journalist who covers extremism at the local level, I think it's a mistake to view Trump's Napoleonic statement as solely about presidential power. Consider if it's interpreted as a wink and nod for any extremist to act outside the law to save the country as they see fit." Right, time to start killing liberals, harassing queer people, burning down the homes of undocumented immigrants. Putin and Orban both have, you know, non-government militias that do exactly those things on a regular basis. And now Trump is doubling down. Yesterday he just retweeted this right-wing message that he could defy the courts. And his fellow billionaire, Elon Musk, is burning through our federal government like a California wildfire. You know, sometimes I think T.S. Eliot was wrong. You know, at the end of his poem, The Hollow Men, this is the way the world ends, this is the way the world ends, this is the way the world ends, not with a bang, but a whimper. I think it's ending with a bang. What say you? I'll pick up your calls after a couple more quick news stories. Stay with us. By the way, protests all across the United States today. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, CB Distillery's Stock Up Sale is officially live. Save up to 40% on everything. If you're struggling to sleep, dealing with daily stress, or need relief from a tough workout, you have to check out CB Distillery. They have naturals, plant-based solutions for just about everything. And this isn't the low-quality stuff you find at the drugstore. This is premium CBD that people swear by. I know a lot of you love CB Distillery sleep products. Personally, I'll be stocking up on those. I mean, their sleep products are incredible. They make it so easy to find exactly what you need. You can shop by benefit, sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after workouts. They even have solutions for pets. Whether CB Distillery is already part of your routine or you're just curious about CBD, now's the time to stock up and save up to 40% off. Discover the healing benefits of CBD and save up to 40% on everything. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP. That's CBDistillery.com and use that code VIP to get up to 40% off everything on their site. That's CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Trump just carved it into law. They speak in echoes, old yet clear. The past is whispering, do you hear? Same old lie, a new disguise, a kingdom built on alibis. They shout it loud, the war drums beat, while justice crumbles at their feet. He who saves his country violates no law. That's what they tell you before the fall. They claim to save but tear apart, turning power into art. He who saves, they say, breaks no law. But every tyrant had that flaw. A manifesto.
22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. So demonstrations are happening as we speak in cities all across the United States. Many of them have been organized by the 50501 movement. 50 states, 50 protests, one movement. This is a group that was trying to get everybody out in the state capitals of all the states. This idea originated on Reddit by a user named Evolve Fungi. And the first protest was on February 5th. Thousands of people participated in cities and state capitals, including Connecticut, Colorado, Hawaii. The organization estimates there were nearly 80 protests across 88 cities. And they're also being coordinated with a group called Political Revolution, which came out of Bernie Sanders' 2016 presidential campaign. And that group says it's not affiliated. In fact, both groups say they're not affiliated with any political party. So, you know, if there's a protest going on in your town, get out there, raise a sign, say hi for me. And, you know, let's spread the good word. Meanwhile, today is a federal holiday, but Federal Judge Tanya Chutkan is working. She has called yesterday, on Sunday, she called for a just essentially unheard of federal holiday session today in her courtroom in Washington, D.C., to listen to this argument by 13 Democratic state attorneys general. Calling for a temporary restraining order that would bar Musk's DOGE, or Department of Government Efficiency, accessing information systems in the Department of Labor, Health and Human Services, Energy, Transportation, Commerce, and the Office of Personnel Management. They're also being asked they've also asked the judge to prevent Musk and DOGE team members from firing government employees or putting them on leave. This is one of about 20 lawsuits, but it looks like Judge Chutkan is taking this very seriously. Apparently, as we speak, Musk's team of teenage hackers is about to break into the IRS's tax records. So they'll know everything about everybody. This is the kind of information that has been... I mean, you know, Nixon got a little bit of this information for his enemies list, and that was a huge scandal. This is just mind-boggling. Elon Musk is going to have all the information on all his competitors. Donald Trump is going to have all the information on all the people he thinks are his enemies. They're going to know how to go after people, where to go after people, what their vulnerabilities are, you know, what their secrets are. This is crazy. What their health, they've got their, they've already got their health records, you know, from HHS. And now Donald Trump is demanding that the Supreme Court let him purge the whistleblower watchdog. Now, there's this office that was created in 1978, as I recall, in response to Nixon's abuses. It's called the Office of Special Counsel. And this is the group that protects federal employees who are whistleblowers. If you're a federal whistleblower, you know, remember Alexander Vindman? He was an intelligence officer, lieutenant colonel in the Army. He was an intelligence officer stationed at the White House. He listened into the conversation between Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky, and reported to Congress in a whistleblower complaint that Trump was trying to blackmail the president of Ukraine to dig up dirt on Biden, and that led to Trump's second impeachment. A whistleblower. Well, Trump doesn't want that to happen again. So the office that protects whistleblowers, the office that whistleblowers go to when they want to blow the whistle, Trump is shutting down. The Office of Special Counsel, the OSC. And, you know, again, this case, now this is the first case. Trump has tried to shut it down. He's been blocked by a federal judge. And the Trump administration yesterday petitioned the Supreme Court to hear this case. If the six right-wing Republicans on the Supreme Court go along with Trump and say, yes, you can kill off the Office of Special Counsel if you want, even though it was created by Congress. If they go along with this, it's the end of our system of government. It will be the beginning of basically rule by diktat, rule by whim. This is dangerous, dangerous stuff. And I'm guessing that probably within a week or two, you know, it took Hitler 53 days to dismantle German democracy. It might take Trump less than a month. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
No guests today, just you and me for 3 hours. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. 800-908-7016. That's 800-908-7016.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Concerned for the passengers and crew, all 80 of them alive, after a Delta plane flipped upside down while landing at Toronto Pearson Airport Monday. The airport's president and CEO, Deborah Flynn.
We are very focused on the care and the concern and the passengers and the crew, some of whom have already been reunified with their friends and their families. Others we have in a comfortable place right here at the airport.
And at least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries are non-life-threatening. A federal judge in Washington denying a request to temporarily bar Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency team from accessing sensitive student loan records maintained by the Department of Education. Southwest Airlines slashing 15% of its corporate workforce, 1,750 jobs, the first major layoffs for the airline in 53 years. The Kremlin saying Russia and U.S. officials will meet in Saudi Arabia tomorrow to hash out a peace plan for Ukraine. Not at the talks, Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers' Yelich says he's ready. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich says he expects to be ready to play on opening day. Yelich at spring training telling JS Online about his decision to have season-ending surgery after dealing with back pains the last couple of years.
Certainly the pre-op was pretty uncomfortable to me. Once it kind of got to the point where I think it was like right before the All-Star break, that's kind of when it started getting pretty bad. And then tried to keep going post-All-Star break and, you know, those last few years just trying to, you know, manage it on a day-to-day. So hopefully that's a little bit better and a little easier and don't really have to deal with those multi-week absences or anything like that anymore. But yeah, it's kind of nice to be on the other side of it and hopefully all less problems going forward.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers at home tomorrow night against Illinois, 7:30 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers coming off that huge win over Purdue on Saturday, 94-84. John Tonjay leading with 32 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme cold warning remains in effect. In the overnight, mostly clear skies with lows between 20 and 25 below. Wind chills 35 to 40 below. On Tuesday, we'll see plentiful sunshine with highs near 0 to 5 above. It's 12 degrees below zero at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds.
Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, many Democrats wondering, what are our elected officials doing to push back? Representative Mark Pocan joins us. We'll ask. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
And fury, that's his play. Set the match, then walks away. Burn it down and claim no blame, while the people pay for his twisted game. Shock and awe, a wrecking ball. Break the law, deny it all. Tear it down, watch it fall. Then beg for a curtain call. He's got the cons, he's running the cons.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. So, hey, have you seen this? The Common Cause, you know, the progressive activist group, Common Cause, wanted to buy a $115,000 ad in the Washington Post calling for Elon Musk to be fired. And apparently that was too much. Elon Musk's fellow billionaire, Jeff Bezos, owns the newspaper, which has abandoned their longtime slogan, Democracy Dies in Darkness, and replaced it with riveting storytelling for all of America. And this is wild. It's like, you know, the Washington Post said no to this ad. I had considered renewing my subscription because I canceled it back when they refused to endorse, you know, when Bezos canceled the endorsement of Kamala Harris. I'm not going to renew it now. I've been struggling with this, debating it, but this is crazy. All right, what's on your mind? Gordon in O'Brien, Oregon. Hey, Gordon, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Good morning. The other day I watched a Politics Girl YouTube rant on Where Are the Leaders?
Yeah, she's good.
And I watched you being interviewed by her once. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she listed all the presidents, you know, both Republican and Democratic, and vice presidents, and senators, and, you know, governors, and she put their pictures up on, you know, the screen around their head, and, you know, she was basically saying, where are all these leaders? We've elected them, to, you know, and they've sworn an oath to lead us. And so the thought came to mind, what if all of these past Republican and Democratic presidents and vice presidents and senators and such all had like a mass rally in front of the White House, like periodically, like every 3 days or, you know, every weekend or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, rather than just having common citizens, you know, fight the good fight.
This is something that really troubles me, Gordon. If Barack Obama and Mitt Romney truly believe that Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy, where the hell are they? I mean, they've
got
huge platforms, and they could come out
even
as a bipartisan group. And I know that I believe the two of them have always had a reasonably good relationship, you know, even though Romney ran against Obama. Maybe I'm mistaken in that, but it's just what I hear from people.
And, you know, Clinton and...
Yeah, well, yeah, Clinton's, you know, getting kind of old and shaky, but, you know, yeah, where's Bill Clinton for that matter?
Or
where's Hillary Clinton for that matter? Or for the even better, where's Kamala Harris for that matter?
Exactly. She keeps asking for money on the email.
Oh, really? Oh, jeez.
Yeah. So today is the fourth week of the Trump regime.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, what's it going to be like in 4 months or 4 years?
I know.
How long can this be sustained?
I share your concern, Gordon. And
I think it's going to burn out before summer, I think.
You know, we'll find out. Either something is going to pause this, or America is going to end up a very different place. And we're going to end up also in a great recession, maybe even a depression. When you, if you lay off a couple hundred thousand people, and that certainly looks like that's the direction that they're going, and then you cut funding to thousands of other organizations that then start laying off people, You know, there's a knock-on effect from that. It's called a recession.
Well, I noticed a headline today that he's laying off a whole bunch of the FAA.
Yeah, they're going after air traffic controllers after having nine airplane crashes in the first 3 weeks of his presidency. He's laying off controllers. I mean, that is... And this is the first crash that we had in 16 years. It's absolutely
crazy. There's a lot of little airplane crashes all the time, it seems like cars.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, but this is...
Especially like in Alaska, because that's how they get around.
But this was a jetliner. And I'm not sure that at this point we can blame any of those crashes specifically on Musk asking every member of the FAA to resign and telling them that their jobs are worthless and they can make more money in the private sector. But I suspect that it may have something to do with it, and it certainly can't be helping morale. Gordon, thanks for the call. Roger in Seattle. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind today?
A couple things. Don't you know that Trump said it was a midget that caused that crash? Because I guess he couldn't, you know, insult somebody else that was disabled to blame for the crash?
Yeah, I think dwarf was the term that he used, but yeah, I get it.
Pardon?
Dwarf was the term that he used, or dwarfism, but yes, I get your point that, you know, Trump...
Yeah, he's our modern-day anti-Will Rogers. He's never met a person he can't insult.
Yeah, there you go. Well, also, he knew, the rest of us didn't know, but he had access to the information as president, that the person flying the helicopter was female. And so that's why he came out and said it was DEI, that she was a DEI hire. Most people who get jobs as a result of DEI are women. And let's make it very clear, DEI is not a program designed to help unqualified minorities get into positions that qualified white people would otherwise have. It's the exact opposite. It's designed to prevent unqualified white people from getting jobs that more qualified women or minorities might otherwise have. And, of course, Trump and his buddies completely distort that. But, yeah, good point, Roger. Thank you. Richard in Houston, Texas. Hey, Richard, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, sorry for the background noise. I'm almost there to the protest at City Hall in Houston.
Hey, very good. And very little noise, Richard. It's all good.
Okay, good. Well, and there's another one that's been going on for 8 years, every Tuesday in front of John Cornyn's office. I called you last week.
Yeah, you did.
Remind everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, well, and something I would like to share with you, I think the closest thing we've had to an Elon Musk is Andrew Mellon. And if you look back what happened with him, he was instrumental in causing the crash of 1929.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Andrew Mellon was Herbert Hoover's Secretary of the Treasury, wasn't he, in 1928? Or 29?
Hoover and Coolidge and Warren G. Harding, he was Secretary of Treasury under all three of them.
Oh, really?
And
oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. And afterwards, he was exposed for tax fraud. Gee, imagine that, right?
Yeah, there were also rumors that he was in on the attempted coup against Roosevelt with Irene DuPont, a couple of the DuPont brothers who were apparently pretty clearly funding that thing.
Which is my point. It's going to take something god awful as that to wake people up. I mean, the four-year COVID-19 debacle didn't. I mean, we got such short memories, but it's going to take something that bad for people to go, duh.
Yeah.
But that's what it's going to take, and that's what I see coming. And I didn't mean to call to you to correct you, but that was the first impeachment. There's so many of them, it's hard to get mixed up. The Vindman was the first. Was the first.
You're right. The second impeachment was for January 6th. You're absolutely right,
yes,
Richard.
Sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. No, I don't mean to call you correct. You're
no,
right
I appreciate it. If I say something that isn't right, I want to get called on. I always want people to know that when they're listening to this program and they hear something, that it's true, it's accurate, it's something they can take to the bank. And occasionally I do get things wrong. And you know, thank God I've got some of the smartest listeners in the world here who will call up and set things right. And thank you for doing that, Richard.
But thank you. But it's easy to get them mixed up when there's so many of them.
Yes.
Okay, y'all have a good day. Have a good day.
Thank you, Richard. You too. I appreciate the call.
Time.
Yeah, and enjoy your protest there. Mike in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yes, Tom, I want to bring to your attention and your audience attention that here in Utah, the Utah State Legislature and the governor signed it, a bill called HB 267, which strip the right of public unions to collectively bargaining. And there are two salient points I want to bring up to you. First of all, Utah is a right-to-work state, as you know. That would make it hard on the union to negotiate a good contract. Right. And then secondly, Tom, you have discussed this about the Janus Supreme Court decision, which essentially says the union, any union member in a public union can opt out of paying dues,
right,
and at the same time, the union has to represent them.
Right.
In fact, Tom, I found out from the Wall Street Journal that all the union haters were encouraging union members to opt out of paying dues. And you know what their agenda is,
sure,
to try to bankrupt the union.
That's right. They're you know, the Janus decision and really the right to work for less laws that are in every red state in America right now and a couple of blue states are specifically designed to bankrupt unions. You're absolutely right. Because the unions, by law, still have to legally offer legal services. They by law have to represent their members, even if the members refuse to pay dues. You're absolutely right, Mike. Thanks a lot for the call. They're called free riders. People who are catching a free ride on the union. The union's negotiating for them. The union represents them. The union defends them, and then they don't pay anything into the union. It's obscene.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And now in Utah, the Republicans are saying the unions can't even negotiate with the government for wages and benefits. This is over the top.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers. With ShipStation, you never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business, no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that really delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, code TOM. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Aaron in Victoria, Texas. Hey, Aaron, what's on your mind?
I was wanting to talk about real quick. Sorry for the delay.
Aaron, I can't hear your voice is coming and going. It's totally weird. Can you put your mouth right next to the microphone, please? I'm sorry, Aaron. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. You know, on your show, I've noticed towards the end of the week, you say some really blunt truths. And I don't know if it's fatigue or what's going to your mind. But
no, I try to do that every day, Dave.
Well, you seem more deliberate at the beginning of the week, and I appreciate the blunt truths. Okay, like last week.
More burned
week,
out at the end?
Well, I don't know. I'm speculating. I don't know. But yeah. Last week it was Trump is doing treason in World War III, you said bluntly. Yeah. And Dave agrees. Yeah. I agree. But it's not just me and you, Tom. We're not just a couple of crazy guys. Look, Valery Zaluzhny, the leader, the former general in charge of Ukrainian forces, said we're in the beginning stages of World War III.
Yeah,
and
he's
right.
Last week.
Because,
yeah.
Well, what the Russians are doing, if you look at what Valery Gerasimov and his doctrine, okay, what they are doing makes sense. It's what a smaller country with a larger landmass would do in self-defense of hybrid warfare. But, you know, but the problem is the solution to what they're doing will result in World War III. And as far as, like, Larry from Los Angeles goes, I'm not an expert on economics. But Larry identified that guy that was arrested in the Fed. He was feeding information, SEI, sensitive compartmented information, about the Fed to the Chinese. Rogers is his last name. They arrested him. It's on the Justice Department right. website. Well, another guy called in today and said, again, he started talking about SCI too much, and he didn't get to his main point in whistleblowing. Okay, I appreciate all that, but his main point was, he said, Doji is a decompartmentalizing everything at the Treasury, and he says it's going to result in a recession and possibly a depression. Well, Trump said over the weekend he wants all nuclear, you know, countries with nuclear forces to cut their spending in half. That money could be spent elsewhere. Well, in the case of Donald Trump, I think what he means is it would be better to go into his and Elon Musk and the other oligarchs' coffers, into their bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's my main point is this is. Look, Tom, if you don't like the Nazi comparisons, all you have to do, you can look at Oliver Cromwell, right? The German defense minister said to our vice president, J.D. Vance, he yelled out, this is unacceptable. That's the closest thing I think a German can get to saying this is treason. It's treason. What they're doing to Ukraine and what Donald Trump is doing as an inadvertent Russian agent in hybrid warfare is treason to the concept of democracy.
I agree, and I don't think he's inadvertent, Dave. I think that Donald Trump has been on Russia's side since the 80s. But, what do I know? Dave, thanks for the call. Tyrone in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Yeah, I was thinking about the same thing. I see that Elon Musk is talking about going into Democratic politicians' finances and seeing how they end up getting millions of dollars, even though they make $200,000 a year. I think that's a bully tactic to scare them into not doing their job because they're going to get looked into by Elon Musk. And I give Obama, Hillary, I give them a pass. To fall back and not allow, but watch what Donald Trump do, run roughshod over this country and let the people feel. Because evidently they didn't get the full picture when over a million people died because of this man's incompetence. And I look at it like you got almost 150 million people is responsible for this man being in office. Because you got 77 million that voted for him, actually. Mm-hmm. And then you got another 80 million that didn't vote at all.
Yeah.
So these people helped this man get into office. And they think that the president of our government don't hold that much power and that our government is completely failed anyway before Donald Trump. There are people that don't appreciate and don't. They take it for granted that this country is going to be here for us all the time. Yeah. I'm looking at this World War II thing, and we are vulnerable. We are vulnerable to this type of takeover.
I'm with you, Tyrone.
We better pay attention.
And I think these guys are doing it with eyes wide open. I think that their goal is to bring America to her knees, and then have China, have Asia, have Russia, have Europe, and have us have the Americas. I really think that that's what's going on. Tyrone, thanks for the call. I think they also want a government run by AI.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chicago-based comedian Jim Flanagan and veterans advocate and founder of Arizona Warriors, Jason Moon, joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself. Surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. No answers yet as to why a Delta Airlines plane out of Minneapolis crash-landed upside down at Toronto Pearson Airport Monday. The airport's fire chief, Todd Aiken.
The runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions.
All 76 passengers and four crew managed to get out of the plane alive, at least 19 hospitalized, but all injuries non-life-threatening. A federal judge in Washington denying a request to temporarily bar individuals associated with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing sensitive student loan records maintained by the Department of Education. And sources say the top official at the Social Security Administration stepped down after a clash with Musk. And they were seeking the Doge team access to an internal data system which includes sensitive personal information of Americans. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear saying the death toll has risen to 12 after flooding from torrential rains in his state and another powerful storm sweeping across much of the country this week. This is ABC News. Good news.